Hey, welcome to episode 3 of our How to Save Money Rapidly series. They don't have to be listened to in any particular order, but the first one in the series is episode 111. We'll be with you right now.
Hey, you're listening to My Millennial Money. My Millennial Money, best enjoyed with a bowl of fava beans and a nice bottle of Chianti.
Fava beans.
And now over to Aaron, John.
Fava beans.
Fava beans.
No, F-A-V-A.
No, fava.
Fava.
I thought it was fava.
Fava?
Yes. And you'll only find that made some funny. Beans. Yeah, F-A-V-A, fava beans.
What are they?
They're just a green bean. It's a lentil variety.
Comes in a can.
Have you ever seen Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I don't remember that though.
Yeah. Have you seen it, John? Yeah.
I just remember the pullover cardigan. Yeah. That's all I remember from that movie.
Yeah, so.
Probably the worst movie I've seen in my life. Cool, man. Anyway.
Are you serious?
Yeah, nah. Don't rate it.
Shut the heck up. It's my favourite movie.
Yeah, nah, it's a good movie.
Oh, you're so wrong.
Sorry.
So wrong.
You should watch it again now. I reckon you're going through lawyer school or something.
Like the castle.
Yeah.
But if the castle I was going wasn't through great.
No, you might have been doing that at the time and you're stressed.
So remember, hey guys, I don't think we've said hello to anyone.
Hi everyone.
We forgot we were doing a podcast. We've got people listening. So everyone.
Hi Glenn, hi John.
Hi John, hi Glenn. Hi Aaron. I just want to always encourage everyone, jump onto Instagram at MyMillennialMoney or jump onto Facebook. We've got a private Facebook group it's just called My Millennial Money. Just search for that. How are we doing this week? We're good?
Great.
Mm-hmm. So, can I have a rant?
Sure. I love that he pretends to ask permission.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a cafe or a shop and there's someone in the line before you and they're oblivious to the fact that there's 20 people behind them? Mm. The shopkeeper knows that they're holding everything up, but these people are just oblivious. So, I was at a cafe in Newcastle the other day and there was these two ladies there. Senior ladies, 60 plus. Hi, Mom, if you're listening. Wasn't her, though, but whatever. They did 3 separate transactions. So, they couldn't work out what they wanted. Then, they ordered their meal. And then, they were, oh, there's juices there. Come on, there's $7.
Oh, mate. I would have left.
And I'm looking at the guy. Anyway, they go to walk away. Oh, the apple and rhubarb tart. Oh, should we go on it and take home later? Anyway. And I'm just thinking, oh my goodness. But because I'm a balanced human being that's patient, I didn't mind.
Really?
I think that's the biggest lie of the time.
As opposed to
the 364 other days where he's none of those things.
If you're a shop owner, you'd probably have to say something, wouldn't you?
But yeah.
And but was, can you?
I think you could politely say something.
But move it along. Have you ever been, like, actually just this morning I was working.
I'm the most impatient person ever. This would happen to me every day.
I was working this morning in my own little world on my laptop at a cafe and I saw it, like, I put my head up and there was a guy come in and he was sitting over there and I remember seeing him when I walked in, but I was just not paying attention and it looked like I snobbed him, but I was just...
Did you know him?
Yeah, and I was just in my own world and then I walked on like, oh, hey, sorry, I was literally in my own world. So, but that doesn't happen often, but I think these women at the counter... They just live in their own world.
Totally. Well, because they've got no time pressures.
Yeah. And it was just... And the absolute gold funny part, you know, you pay and you do your tap. Mm. You just got to go, God bless you, lady. She did it. She turned the card around to tap it the right way. But you don't have to put it face down when you tap.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. It was.
Well, she's, you know, embracing technology.
Yeah, totally. So she did the tap.
Annoying everyone else along the way, but she's giving it a go.
By the sounds of it, she hasn't come out in a few months. No. That was her day.
It was her day.
You copped it.
And then another rant was at Grilled. So we know I love Grilled, right?
Mm.
Aaron
do.
Loves Grilled. Yep.
John, do you love Grilled?
Yeah, I love Grilled.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think they've just gone way too far with the customer service to the point where it's actually annoying?
Like, it was annoying that night we were there.
Totally.
Because I think we got interrupted maybe 4 or 5 times, no exaggeration, to ask how things were. Like, mate, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you the first time it was fine.
And the system, they always go, oh, hey, welcome, grab a seat, then come back to the counter.
And so what happened when we did that? We lost our table.
Yeah, we lost our table. And this is my thing the whole time. I'm like... no, your system sucks. Yeah. I know what I want. I'm going to order. Pretty sure
you told him that too.
Yeah. In a joking way. No,
but like it was pointed.
You shouldn't have to go up to order if you're getting customer service to the table.
I mean, they're so keen to come over your table every other time. Why can't they come over and take your order?
I know. And just newsflash, guys. Yes, we all know about the local matters thing. You don't have to ask us every time.
You don't even put your bottle top in there.
No. My goal is to walk away from the counter and say, oh, thanks, and leave and pretend that...
And then he's got me there that's like, Glenn, you forgot to put your thing in the thing. What charity do you want to support?
Because I just look over and see that one has got like a million in it.
Yeah.
And there are other two. I'm like, well, my one doesn't actually matter.
Mm.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
Every count matters.
Every step matters.
Yeah. And I
do agree, though.
Yeah.
I haven't been back there since then.
Yeah. And it's just, it's so like... Like, and they come up and say, oh, how's your meal going? Like, what if it wasn't going good?
Well, you would tell them. I would say fine and smile politely and keep eating.
Wouldn't, would they?
No.
Yeah. While we're on that, I don't think it's just grilled, but when you get two different waitresses or waiters come over and say, do you want to order?
Mm.
Well, there should be one consistent assigned to that table.
Totally.
Mm.
Do you reckon they have grilled in... Africa?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Black Hawk's Breath. Hi, I'm Erin. I'm your waitress for tonight.
Yeah. That's right. And this is the good thing about America.
In a bikini. Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
Hooters, mate. Jeez. This is the good thing about America because they get paid chicken feed per hour. They've got to work for their money.
For tips.
Yeah, like I was in a place and there was probably 10 of us and the wait staff, he remembered everyone's meal. Wow. He's like, bam, bam, bam.
I'd be so bad at that. I don't listen.
Yeah. And I don't like how the tipping culture has crept into Australia.
Has it?
Yeah. Do you reckon? Or is it me that only goes to these fancy places?
Sometimes on the credit card.
I think those places exist in Glenn's tip bubble. Option.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I would say no.
Yeah. How's my bubble? It's great. I'm embracing my bubble.
I reckon Kitty Hawk would be a tippy kind of place.
Yeah, that's cool. Have you been there in the city?
No.
My favourite restaurant of all times is China Doll at Woolloomooloo.
Yeah.
So good.
I try to stay out of the city. It's too busy.
Yeah.
So I live on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
So we're continuing our...
Rapid saving tips.
How to save money rapidly.
Stay out of the city.
Now, eat other people's meals.
And Aaron, we go out like for lunch and there's a photo on the Instagram, jump on and have a look at it. I'm having my vegan nachos and bloody beautiful.
Amazing.
Amazing. Bay Organics, you know, for the three people that are listening around here, Bay Organics, Toowoomba Bay, Central Coast, New South Wales. Amazing.
Beautiful.
Anyway, she hasn't even started her meal.
The meal's barely even touched.
Yeah. And the claw is over.
Yeah.
Doesn't ask. And we had Laura, who's now managing our social media. She took a photo of it. And
she captured the moment perfectly.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was a good pick.
Yeah. So jump on, give it a like. So if you want to have a look at all of the savings tips, I wrote a blog post and you just click the episode for the, I don't know, it's in the description somewhere on whatever podcast app you're using. But where are we? We are up to... Where did I put... Oh, here we go. The next savings tip, get extra income. Get extra income. You guys, they're being rude. They're drawing stuff on paper.
It's not rude. It's funny.
No, it's actually so wrong. Like, it's so wrong.
Funny because it's true.
True.
True, I am.
Anyway, back
get
off.
Get extra income.
That was you.
Yes, that was me.
So, John, talk to us about getting extra income.
So, I'm a big one on adding value.
Sure.
Right. So, when someone says, well, I'll go and ask for a pay rise, right? As a business owner, I would say, well, why should I give that person the pay rise? Mm. Right. But if they came to me and said, or they started to add value in the workplace, then the pay rise should take care of itself.
Mm.
That's right? Like your pay rise effective when you are.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So,
but I will just say, let's call this section ask for a pay rise because there is a section called get extra income. So we'll swing back around to actually getting extra income.
Without falling off the railroads. So we would say, okay, I want a pay rise. In the back of my mind, how can I add value in my own workplace?
Sure.
Would be the recommendation.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, what do you think base, like as an employer, so the baseline you would think is actually showing up to work on time.
Or early.
Or early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just going over and beyond. If I was a 17-year-old me or a 21-year-old me, I'd look at my...
What if you were a 17-year-old Erin?
Oh, God. No one wants to be that.
She'd be smarter than 7-year-old.
Do you reckon she went through, like, a punk stage and listened to, like... What's that band that you like that I have...
Live?
No.
Who? 28 Days?
Yeah, 28 Days.
Poison.
Yeah.
Poison. They're a bit before my time.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I did though, to answer your question.
Yeah.
Studded belts,
so getting back on track again, you look at the criteria of what my job description says and say, okay, how can I go over and beyond those?
We need to at least meet all of those and then
meet is a non-negotiable, I would have thought. And then what can I do extra?
But I reckon there's people that don't.
Oh, absolutely. But I can't expect a pay rise if I'm not meeting
that. Yeah, but that's what I mean.
And then going over and above. And then adding some. Yeah.
So, what we're saying is before you even ask for a pay rise, get a little bit self-aware and actually, and it might be a bit of a long game. So you like your work, and if you don't like your work, well, it's another discussion that we need to have. But you like your work, you like the company, you like and all that. I would have a think about a bit of a long game. Mm-hmm. So maybe before even asking for a pay rise, meet with your employer and say, hey, can we just work out something like a bit of a, if it's not clear what your role is, can you tell me
a proper description,
give me a good running track for the next 6 months or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And can I meet with you every 3 months
to make sure just it's all on track,
to make sure you're happy and I'm happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, if someone did that, Carly, if you're listening, but without even asking for a pay rise, they've got my attention.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, they're actually serious about this job.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and then maybe meet them and make sure, you know, and then you could be like, hey, I'm really enjoying it. What do you think are the chances of actually, or can you give me some scope of what I might be able to work up to?
Yeah. Yep. And walking in the shoes of the manager or the owner of that business, like taking ourselves outside of our own little environment and saying, well, what would it be like to own this company or be the manager of this joint? It's not about just me.
And you may outgrow your role. Like, I was at McDonald's drive-thru the other day. Hey, I had a sore throat the other night and I was driving.
They sell lozenges, do they, these days at McDonald's?
No, I wanted a 50-cent ice cream. And my mate Nick was in the car. And I said to Nick, I might apply for a job at McDonald's just for something to do. And he's like, you'll never get it. I'm like, that's ageism.
I overqualified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe.
I just don't think you've. No, I'm not even going to start.
I made a
rule.
I'm
not even going to start with the reasons why I don't think Glenn should be employed by McDonald's.
No.
Hey, I would do it. Hey, it'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd do it. I'm just not sure that you're the ideal personality for it.
No, it's not. Not
but I love following rules.
It's more personality than I.
Yeah. So. What I'm getting at is they wouldn't pay me because I'm overqualified for the role.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more of a talk with your employer. Hey, what can I do over the next little while? Because I would like to improve my career and actually just show value, not even in a money term, but in a respect, in a appreciation.
Being front of mind for the owner or the manager, right?
And then I think it's a matter of when you are asking for a pay rise, and I've said this before a million times, it's not a shakedown. You may have to do some legitimate counteroffers or look for other employment if it gets to the point where you actually it's untenable there.
Yeah.
And then it might be a, hey, if you actually want me, I'm in demand in the market.
Yeah.
So I need to look after my family first. And I would say, and I'm ranting a bit, I always know when I'm ranting, if you are loyal to your company and you love your company and you get another offer of whatever it is, if it's 10 grand, 20 grand, whatever the significant amount is in your world, you have a responsibility to put you and your family first.
Absolutely.
So don't ever feel guilty about, oh, I need to stay because of this and that. It's like, no, the only one who's looking out for you
is you.
Is you.
Yeah. And maybe in addition to that, finding an X factor that you've got in your workplace that puts you aside from everyone else.
That's right. Mm. So what you've said is actually, there's a book called Lynchpin by Seth Godin, and I'll just hold it up to the camera and hopefully that's still recording. And I read Seth Godin stuff. This is amazing. So it's about, are you indispensable? How to drive your career and create a remarkable future. So they're talking about in organizations, and middle management is the scary part in organizations because they can just get, you know, flung.
Yep. Mm.
It's talking about how can you be a linchpin in your organization? Yep. So the connecting point.
Yep.
So you, like, you can't say, I can't, this door here, I can't take the hinges off there because it'll fall apart. I need the linchpin.
Oh, I thought you meant you physically couldn't because you can't use a drill.
Shut up. I've got a drill. Just can't hey, a lot of people don't know I am a qualified tradesperson.
In what?
Telecommunications.
So can you hook my Foxtel up?
Yep, yeah. I could. Damn. When I left school, I did an apprenticeship as a trade, telecommunications.
There you go.
I'm a qualified tradesperson.
Good to know.
Mm.
And then I'm like,
doesn't qualify you to use a drill? I'm with you.
Yeah.
No way.
So the book's good?
It's good. Yeah. It's a great book. I don't need to defend myself in front of you people. So this is an amazing book. And I would say if you want to win this book.
Can I borrow it first?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aaron's had coffee stains.
Give away a used book.
Yeah, that's right. Aaron will even sign it. Actually, let's sign a book and give it away.
Let's do that.
So if you want to win this book, just upload something on Facebook Instagram at My Millennial Money, tag us and go, I'm trying to win the book, and we'll post it to you. But it's an amazing book. I would say, ask for a pay rise. It's okay to ask for a pay rise because you are the only one looking out for you. The next one, it's a cool kind of tip. Clean out your stuff.
Mm.
So, most of us have so much crap laying around.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good way to turbocharge our savings or to turbocharge us getting out of debt. And it's another discussion, but this topic is about how to rapidly save money. Strictly speaking, you wouldn't be doing that much saving if you had credit card or car loan debt that you wanted to clear first. So, and we'll keep it quick, this tip, but anything that you have not used in your house or in your room or whatever, in your garage, for over 2 years that isn't a family heirloom and it could have some value, throw it on Gumtree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it just keeps you in that minimalistic, we just don't need crap. Like, there is a boom at the moment for storage, self-storage, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Absolute boom. Why are people spending money to save crap?
If you haven't used it in the last 6 months, you're probably not going to.
Totally.
Unless it's a Christmas tree.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm.
One, last year, I had a disposable Christmas tree for the office. I got one from Kmart, decorated it all. At the end of Christmas, I just threw it all out.
I just checked
it
out.
Yeah.
They're seriously like $15.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Buy a new one.
When, speaking of moving out, came across this letter that my 7-year-old son at the time wrote because he wanted to earn some money for his little toys that he wants to buy. Can I read it out?
Yeah, please.
To homeowners, I am looking to mow some lawns for pocket money. If you would like me to come and help you, please put this letter back in my mailbox at our address. I charge $5. Thanks, Max.
Amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I also saw on the back of the letter the response from one that...
someone that's actually
first
done
gig.
It. Yeah.
Hi, Max. Yes, we would like to mow our lawns. She needs help with some English as well.
It's like, can you read or?
But we will pay you more than $5 because our lawns are big and long. If you would like to earn $25 for the front lawn and $25 for the back lawn, that would be great. Thank you. My name is phone number blah. We are at X address. Talk to you soon.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Did he do it?
Yeah. Well, it went on for about 6 months and Max was earning $50 a pop.
Wow.
And
wow.
I said to this lady, this is outrageous. It's way too much, etc. But the fundamentals are you've got to put yourself out there, don't you?
And that's a good segue into getting extra income.
Mm.
So, you know, yes, pay rise. And you could do this list that I wrote that's on the blog. If you did all, like most people might not be able to do all 13 tips.
Yep.
But if a lot of them work in concert together.
Yeah.
And if you really want to get happening. So get extra income. Like, can you ask for a pay rise? Can you do Uber on the weekend? Can you go wash dishes at the pub for a couple of hours?
Yep.
I was at a bar in Newcastle the other night, and I was talking to the guy serving, and he's like, oh, how you doing? I'm like, yeah, good. What's happening? And it was a school night, so it was like a Tuesday night or something. And I'm like, he's like, how's your day? I'm like, good. And I goes, how was yours? He goes, oh, I just worked today. I'm like, oh, sweet. What do you mean? Because he was there. He goes, oh, I'm a school teacher.
Yep. But and I'm he does doing that at this night.
Yeah. At night.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And a lot of the things that we hear with the grabs that I've had, people to save money, they default to that, I'll cut my spending, where we need to think further than that. And I just want to share a another clip that I recorded the other day, and we'll have a listen and have a chat about it when it loads. So unprepared, aren't I?
Question. If you were going to rapidly save money in a short period of time, even if it was 6 months or a year, how would you do that?
Main way, what I've been doing at the moment is not eating out as much.
Yeah.
Or, well, I used to eat out dinner like every night.
Yeah.
And now I've been trying, first of all, I tried just eating out like half.
Also, focus on my coffee as well. It's more important than this. But
okay, yeah. Okay.
So not eating out?
Yeah, not eating out and not drinking as much on the weekends, I found has helped me save like in between $100 and $200 a week, easy.
Just going out?
Just cutting out, like going out, like not every night for dinner.
Wow.
And like not drinking every, like not having like just one or two beers with dinner is still like $15.
If you go out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sweet. So what you're saying is basically cutting back your lifestyle in order to put a higher priority first. You'll take that sacrifice.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think life's about sacrifices.
Yeah.
If you want something more than something else.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Thanks, Josh.
No worries.
So that was our local barista, Josh. And again, it's the default to I'll cut back.
Yeah.
And then just suffer. And I mean, spending a couple hundred dollars a week on alcohol is a huge one.
Yeah.
But I think it just goes to show that if you use some of these different tips, and that's also like, I think in episode 111, I talked about setting up a separate account and transferring an automatic amount every week over just as blow money.
Yeah.
And then just live off that.
Yep.
It's amazing how much alcohol costs this day.
Ridiculous.
Out in pubs and
ridiculous.
Clubs.
Yeah.
Like, almost wanted to be a uni student and follow the uni deals to...
you would have to.
Mm. And I mean, like, I'm not a drinker, as you guys might know, and listeners, you know now that I'm not a drinker. I'm a bit oblivious to, like, what
costs
things cost.
And stuff, yeah.
And I was out the other night and I was with friends and I'm like, oh, hey, I'll grab the drinks. And I'm like, you girls want a cocktail? Yeah, yeah. It's like $18.
Yeah.
For a freaking cocktail.
At least.
That was so small.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's just amazing.
When I remember at university.
$2 drink night.
Yeah. Like, you'd take $20 out.
And you could
and that'd be enough for a hot dog on the way home as
well. Yeah, totally.
Like.
Yeah.
Not today.
Not on my watch. So, Aaron, do you want to have a bit of a read of... we're going to wrap up shortly, but I just thought we'd answer some questions that that you guys have sent in. But before we do that, on my Sort Your Money Out Facebook page, I shared this article, 13 Ways to Kickstart Your Savings. And this person from India, and I think what's happened was, I was showing John this before, Aaron, you haven't seen this.
No.
I think, you know how some people who don't know how Facebook works will like, write happy birthday to you on someone else's happy birthday comment because they just don't.
Oh, yeah, they just
I think what's happened is someone shared this post and because I got a lot of Indian followers. Anyway, she's written on my one, don't you break your balding pig head to tell me how to save my money, you narcissistic pig, you biatch balding dog.
What? That's just not even funny.
I'm going to write back. Hang on. I'm going to write back. So, do you want to read?
Like, why would you waste your time?
Yeah. Well, I think obviously someone shared it and she's obviously, I don't know, unless I'm a... See,
so,
I
it's not
think,
directed at you.
I don't think... Like, am I balding?
No. But, like, that wouldn't matter. Charles wouldn't care.
Don't answer that.
Charles wouldn't care.
No, that's right. So, I'm just going to write, lol, what? See, I feed the trolls. You know, they say don't feed the trolls. I feed the trolls. So, do you want to read a couple of... Well, I think the bottom one, just as a thank you.
The fantastic one?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Loving this podcast. Came for the financial advice and stayed for the banter.
Yeah.
I've learned so many tips and tricks, all really well explained and relatable. Even as a millennial with a business and finance background, I'm leaning new things. Keep them coming.
Nice. Great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm, thank you. And there was another one. Actually, don't read that one. The one that I emailed you. So, we've got this problem where we all talk to each other.
Glenn
has a problem.
So, like, I'll email Erin, I'll WhatsApp her, and I'll text her all different platforms.
Any SM Facebook messages me, and, like, I just can't keep up.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm interested to see the millennials listening, all of them, what forum they use to communicate.
I think it's a mix of all of those.
IG, Messenger, Snappy, whatever.
Does anyone, like, send texts anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Like, I know you do.
Yeah. Well, I use iMessage. I wouldn't call it text.
I'm
joking. Listen to this.
But John doesn't get iMessage.
I get iChat.
What's iChat?
Android.
Oh, please. Okay, do you want to read a question?
Love the podcast. Oh, question or feedback?
Oh, well, I think it's a...
Oh, sorry. No, it is. Yeah. I stumbled upon it first day it was released, and now I get so excited and tell my friends to listen to it all the time. I'm currently a uni student just working a casual part-time job to pay the bills. I was wondering if you could give some tips to people in my situation to set ourselves up for the future. Just anything we can do, say, today, or anything you wish you'd done in your early 20s to help set yourself up, or mistakes you made to warn people against.
Thanks. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I mean, and that was from Ash, wasn't it? So whoever Ash is.
I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the feedback.
You didn't send that part to me.
A listener from the very start, we love you.
Thank you.
I don't know if Ash, you're a guy or a gal, but if you contact us on Instagram, just reach out and I want to send you a battery pack and a tote bag or something cool. Mm.
Well, for me, it'd be stop spending $100 a week on going out.
Yep.
$5,000 a year, 10 years, $50,000 house deposit.
I know.
And I would say immediately, the one thing you must not do is ever get a credit card because you don't ever need one.
Yeah.
Just keep away from that habit.
Did I tag you in that meme that said that it's only $5 mentality has probably cost me $50,000?
Yeah, totally.
Like, how true is that?
Yeah, totally. So, keep away from Afterpay and all that rubbish. Just live on what you earn and live on less than what you earn.
Mm. Yeah.
You've got a spare battery pack you could send out to Glenn. I mean, to the listener, Ash.
Why does she have, like, 50? Oh,
stop it.
Did
you really? Said you wouldn't tell him.
Oh. Tell me, John.
She's lost it.
No, I've misplaced it. It's at home somewhere.
I'm trying to play a sound, but it's not working. Hang on. Wait.
Do you know what else I need to tell you? This is my gripe against me.
Yeah.
I haven't changed my super fund over.
Still.
So I've been paid twice into my old fund.
All right. Erin's like a client as well. Carly, if you're listening, can you sort that out, please?
It's sort outable. That's good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll sort that out.
And I've got a week and a half to get it in the right place for the next pay run.
Yeah.
Jeez. Cool. So... We've run a little bit over because I just wanted to answer those listeners' questions. So we're going to end it there. Yeah. And next week we will finish how to rapidly save money, part four. I'm thinking about trying to get someone on who's 23 who saved over $10,000.
That's amazing.
Interview them.
Yep.
Right.
And then we're going to also talk about cars because that's a big part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you so much for listening. Remember to jump onto Instagram.
If you're Glenn.
Yeah. You're upgrading one that's 2 days old.
Because you don't like the interior colour.
It's a 5-year-old car, mate. It's 5 years old. I know. I want
to go to town on it next week.
Yeah. All right. See you guys. Remember, at My Millennial Money on Instagram. We'll see you guys soon.
Any advice on this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Get Up Approach Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230. 0689.